So you finally got that flat screen TV that you've always wanted, and you've got it hanging right where you want it, that perfect prime spot for viewing right up on your wall.
Yes, but what do you now do with all those dangling cords and wires? Tom Silva is the general contractor for TVs This Old House, and he's faced this problem himself and has some tips and tricks to magically make all that mess disappear. Welcome, Tommy.
Hi, guys. Nice to be here.
Now, this is one of those problems that you really want to, it kind of ruins the whole point of having a flat screen TV. You know, it's very clean, it's very crisp, it's very modern, but then you have this mess of wire.
Yeah, with a mess of wire hanging down underneath. It looks terrible.
So what are some ways to hide those cables?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Basically, you could punch a hole in the wall right behind the TV and another one down below the table or whatever it's at, right near the outlet, and snake the wire down through there.
Down the channel of the wall. But,
yeah.
But what if it's a brick wall or something you can't do that to? Or if your wife is saying, you absolutely will not be cutting a hole in my wall.
Yeah, that happened to me, actually. I wasn't allowed to do that. But anyways, there are actually chases that you can face or screw to the wall.
Now, what is it? What's a chase?
Well, you're making a chase, I should have said. It's basically a little channel that you screw or even two-face tape to the wall, and then you run your wires into that little chase, and there's a little piece that you can clip right on it to hide the wires.
Mm-hmm. And those you can paint right to match your wall color, and they virtually disappear.
Yeah, they virtually, you're right. And they're very hard to see because they disappear.
Yeah, they do. I mean, another thing that I've seen done, if you're lucky enough to have a closet on the backside, is, you know, you can run your components through to that backside closet. However, your remote control then doesn't operate as effectively as you would have liked.
No, you have to get one of those little things, the wires that you've glued to the TV right onto the remote sensor, and then that will pick it up there. But
because
again,
that's one of the wires that hangs out.
It's another wire. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you actually had a creative solution for this involving a threshold that I saw that you gave a reader of thisoldhouse.com.
Yeah, I basically had a threshold that I basically put a channel in it.
Now, a threshold is for a door, typically, right?
Yeah. Well, we use, like I said earlier, I'm a Yankee.
Whatever
I can get off the shelf, I will use. But yeah, basically an oak threshold, I think it was, and I put a channel in the back of it, or a dado. And hide the wires with that. You can actually make, or you can take it, if you have a table saw, you can take any piece of wood and miter the three
channel
pieces
it out
and make your own without a dado blade.
Now, any tips for running those wires safely once you've actually decided what your cord management system is going to be?
Well, you want to make sure that you don't have the electrical wires. It's right next to or against the wire that's bringing all the data to, because sometimes you can get an interference with that, so you have to be careful of that. So you want to try to separate them, so you don't want to have the pieces, you don't want to have that channel too wide.
Right.
If it's getting it into a wall cavity, that's another thing, you don't have to worry about it that much. You also want to make sure that you leave enough slack in the line so that if you have to turn the TV, you don't pull the thing out, and you got to say, why isn't it working, you know? And you got to take the TV off the wall in some cases just to get to it. And you want to make sure that nothing is rubbing. You don't want to wear a wire. So if the TV gets moved a lot or a table or something gets moved into those wires, you don't want them to rub.
And a little trick of the trade from the radio business, label both ends of your cable.
Yes, yes. And another thing that's very important, don't lay them underneath a rug.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to step on that rug, you're walking on that rug, and believe it or not, you're wearing on those wires, and you can get electrocuted. Cause a fire.
Yeah. Good advice. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure.
We'll be thinking of you the next time we watch the big game on the flat screen TV. Because we'll watch the game and not the wires.
There you go.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listing, some great step-by-step videos, and of course, informative articles on this project and others, you can visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.